welcome back into the living room. Thank you so much for staying with us. And our guests this Monday morning, they are Cedric Chai, Sunny Tan, and also joined by Alda Lim, all of them from the Heuristics Education Centers for Math and Science, and all three of them originators of two new concepts, helping students, especially PSLE students, approach math and science in a more effective, efficient, and hopefully less stressful method as well. The approach to science is known as the LISC method, and Cedric was explaining it to us a little while ago in the first part of the program. And the mathematic method is known as the unit transfer method, which was devised by Sunny. All three of them, by the way, used to be MOE teachers, and they've since left to start their own education center. And Elder, you're the co-originator of the LISC methodology. Cedric was explaining to us what it involved just a little while ago. So he used the analogy of a 3-in-1 coffee mix. That is, for most schools and tuition centers, their approach is a how did you describe it? They put in the whole packet and they try to get everything all in one shot. But in your approach, you kind of like anatomize everything and you approach it distinctively. Elder, would you like to explain a bit more?
I think that's what we realize, that when we throw everything to the students at one go, we hope they pick up something. That's what we hope. And some students may pick up a lot of content. Some students may pick up a lot of skills. And when you throw them with an unfamiliar situation and want them to apply everything, they probably do not know how to go about doing it. So it's like you're giving them a 3-in-1 coffee mix. Coffee tastes nice. No idea how is it. Is it a lot of coffee powder? Is it a lot of sugar? Or is it a lot of like creamers and all this?
Right.
So we break it into three different components. So to help them to link up their ideas in the mind before they articulate the ideas. So the linking is like the link. LI stands for link. Is to link the content that they have to learn to the situation.
Right.
And specific. And S&C stands for specific and comparison. So it's like a sugar and creamer to add flavor, to add the taste, to uniqueness and all this, which helps them to articulate clearly what they understand. Because ultimately, when it comes to exam, it's the articulation of your understanding. You can't say, I know, but I don't know how to say it. So the approach actually helps them to link it up in the mind, and then helps them to articulate clearly to the examiner who's marking the exam.
Right. Yeah. Since you talked about how the C in LISC stands for comparison, let's compare your method with the conventional method, the method that's being taught in schools, tuition centers, and a lot of parents also, who I guess most parents are part-time tutors for their children, you know, the approach. How does it compare to that, and how complementary, I guess, is the question. Does it require students to unlearn everything that they've been taught in school, how to approach problems, or can it be used as a complementary system?
Okay, this approach does not require students to unlearn everything. That would be saying that schools are not doing their job, which schools are, and it's a complementary in terms of bridging the gap to prepare for exam, that's for sure. And what's the difference? I guess it's more of like conventional tuition, and our parents are giving a lot of worksheets and they're just practicing sets after sets of work. Our focus is you must first learn right. Learn the right stuff, learn the right scope with understanding. Mm. Then we equip you with a tool to break it down and help you to systemize your thinking. And then you practice right. I guess practice makes perfect need to be corrected, because you may be perfecting your wrongs.
Mm.
So you need the right practice in order to get it right.
Right.
So it's a complementary, it complements the school, because the school allows them to interact, have a lot of experiments, and they pick up different skill sets and different content. So we actually help them in a way, and not to require them to unlearn the stuff that they're done in school.
All right, you make a distinction between learning the right things and learning the wrong things. Give us an idea of what learning the wrong things involves.
Okay, perhaps not the wrong thing, but more beyond a syllabus, if you're looking at testing objectives, because some they go very deep into a topic, and some go very wide. Like I have students who come and describe, or rather list, all the breeding methods of aquatic organisms.
Mm.
I myself do not know. I think the student is an expert.
And you were a science teacher.
Yeah, correct. I mean, she has more knowledge than I do. But when it comes to assessment, that's not required. So they are stressing themselves out by learning a lot, but they are not looking at the MOE guideline. And that's when I guess the complaint comes. MOE is testing our syllabus, which they don't. That's for sure.
Right. And today you made use of all that experience and knowledge garnered over 9, 10 years, mm-hmm. Each of you have been in the teaching industry for 9, 10 years, so you've gotten all that knowledge and synthesized it into these novel approaches to math and science. And today you conduct workshops for students. Do you also conduct workshops for parents and teachers, teaching them, empowering them with these skills so that when they reach out to their children, they know what to do and what not to do?
We do conduct workshops for parents, especially the unit transfer method.
Mm.
Okay, what we aim to is to impart the framework to the parents, and they can use this framework and impart the knowledge back to the child.
Right.
A 3 hour workshop, basically the parents cannot expect to, you know, to solve everything, but with the framework, that is the most important.
Mm.
And with that effective framework, that's why I totally agree with Elda, who say that practice makes perfect. It's the right practice that makes perfect. So I'll call that, it's the right framework that makes perfect.
Right. Well, what is the one aspect, if you had to identify one aspect of your method, what do you think is it that's the hardest for students and parents as well to overcome, to realign their paradigm? What do you think the most challenging aspect of your method is that's a greater departure from what they would think the conventional method is? Elder?
I guess it's, to me personally, I feel that it's the confidence level of the textbook is enough.
Mm.
I mean, the content. I think parents need to really let go of this mindset that I must read more. I must, the more knowledge I have means the more powerful I become as, you know, a student. That is a mindset, because, and that will drive them to keep purchasing books to read and psychologists to read, and keep trying to do a lot of questions in the hope that they get to know more different type of questions. So I think that's a mindset they have to be really let go first before they can really move on.
Mm. This method seems to be focused very much on primary school students, especially mm-hmm. for PSLE students. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason why you're focusing on this particular group of students? Is this method more applicable to the curriculum at that level and not so applicable maybe to other levels? Cedric?
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, these methods are what you call thinking framework. So it is applicable for up to secondary schools, any level, and in fact it is applicable across topics, because basically what we are trying to give them is a method or an approach towards problem solving. So basically we guide them in the way they should look at the question, how or what are the things they should be looking out for, and from there how can they synthesize existing information, experience, knowledge with what is required of the situation.
Right. Based on the feedback you've received from parents, from students, and I guess the success stories, how encouraged are you that this is a method that can really serve students and parents well? Elder?
I think we're pretty encouraged by the feedback from parents saying that, we have been sourcing for so-called the right way of doing, because I think parents nowadays also feel that their child are pretty stressed up, and I think they're stressed up because they don't have the correct assistance, and that's why they're sourcing for many, many, many tuition and assistance. And when they learn that, oh, this is the approach and it works, they are actually very glad, and they remember us, they come back with more friends, and they actually share the approach, because we do share during parents' workshop. We just tell them the approach, go home and share it with your kid, be with them, tell them science learning is simple, and they like it. The kids also find that, yeah, that's what I've been learning, and now I'm clearer, and they're approaching it with a clearer method, yeah.
Right. Well, what about the outcomes? Does this translate to better grades, or does it translate to a more efficient learning approach that results in the same grades but in a less stressful journey?
I would say that it's both. First, I think when you find that learning of science is no longer memorizing of content, it's a more enjoyable process. So when you like to learn science, I guess you want to be willing to experiment and all this. And when parents see kids enjoying, not having to do so much work, and yet understanding is there, they are also happier. And when, I guess, a happy learner will always give you happy result and outcome.
That's very well put. Thank you very much. This morning we've been chatting with Alda Lim, Cedric Chai, and Sunny Tan, all of them from the Heuristics Education Centers for Math and Science, talking to us today about their approach, their unique approach to those two subjects, math and science, especially applicable for PSLE and primary school students. If you'd like to find out more about that method and approach, go to their website, www.heuristics.com.sg. That's H-E-U-R-I-S-T-I-C-S. That's how we spell heuristics.com.sg. Thank you very much for being with us. This has been The Living Room on 938 Live.